Congregation may be seated if the children will come this way for the children's message. Good morning, guys. Hello, everybody. Come on up here and have a seat. It's good to see you all. We're going to talk about a story that Jesus tells today about being prepared. You guys know anything about being prepared? I always think about a Lion King song. It goes, "Be prepared," but it's not a very nice preparation they're making in that. And you guys probably don't. Does anybody know the Lion King? Have you guys seen that movie? Okay. You remember that song about be prepared? What does it mean to be prepared for something? You guys know? What, Rosalie? You have everything you need to do it. So like maybe you might need tools or something. Yeah. Or sometimes we think about supplies and things like that. Sometimes that's what it means to be prepared. Yeah. Anybody going to school in a few weeks? 4 weeks? 3 weeks? You can tell my kids aren't old enough yet for this whole school thing. Yeah, but pretty soon. Have you made any preparations to go to school? You're going to turn 4 soon. Yeah, that's going to be great. And that's this week. Anybody making any preparations for going back to school? Yeah, like, what did you do? Oh, you had to buy a lot of expensive school supplies. Yeah, and maybe new clothes if you've grown, and pencils, paper, notebooks, backpacks, those kinds of things. Yeah, those are preparations. Preparations are ways that we get ready, and sometimes it's about stuff, and sometimes it's not. What would you do to prepare for it to be nighttime? What?
Put your PJs on, brush your teeth, brush your hair.
Okay. So those are not things you're getting. Those are just things you're doing to be prepared for nighttime, right? And if we're prepared, sometimes things aren't as scary, right? Like what if it was going to be dark soon? What's one way you could prepare for it to be dark in your room or your bathroom at night? A nightlight like this is a way we prepare. Yeah. So that's how we prepare for the dark, maybe, or for bedtime. Well, what about this? How do you all think we prepare for Jesus, for the coming of God's kingdom? What would we do to prepare for that? Ashton, you got something you think? I love your participation, Ashton. It's wonderful. Yeah. I'll tell you guys some ways we prepare for Jesus. Jesus talks about one of the best ways we can prepare for the kingdom of God and for Jesus' coming is to give. Okay? To give gifts to people, to give things that people need, to help people when they don't have what they need, to give to them so that they would have what they would need. Rosalie, what were you going to say?
Pray.
To pray is a wonderful way to prepare. That's right. Yep. These are all wonderful ways. The one Jesus talks about in our lesson that we're going to hear today is to give. And that means maybe give money, maybe give if you have all the things you need and you know somebody else doesn't, to give what you have. Maybe you share your school supplies at school if somebody doesn't have what they need. Jesus says the way we prepare our hearts for the coming of the kingdom is to give. All right, I feel like we're not all on the same page as much today, but I appreciate you guys trying with me this morning. And let me just ask you, how does Jesus say we prepare our hearts? I'm gonna tell you, say this, say give. Give, okay. Try it again. How do we prepare our hearts?
Give,
and that could be giving our time, giving our money, sharing things that we have. That's the way we prepare for Jesus. So thank you guys for trying with me this morning. Would you pray with me? Repeat after me. Lord God, help us to prepare.
Help us to give.
Amen. All right, wonderful. I believe you all are heading to Children's Church where you're going to do some practicing so you can sing us a beautiful song. Thank you, guys.